Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the sixth installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. Moving ahead with the story, Moshe and Aaron come to the Jewish people. The Jewish people believe that indeed God has finally sent their Savior. And Moshe and Aaron go to Paro to tell him it's time to let the Jews go. And Paro does not buy what they are selling. And Paro decides that the problem is the Jews clearly have too much time on their hands to have these fanciful aspirations of getting out. We need to work them harder. And in chapter 5, verse 6, we are introduced to Nogsim and Shotrim. Now, these seem to be different types of languages of taskmasters. And Rashi tells us something fascinating. Rashi says there were two tiers. Nogsim managed the Shotrim, okay, who managed the rank and file Jewish slaves. Says Rashi, the Nogsim were Egyptians, the Shotrim were Jews. And there's something very, again, we've mentioned before, there's this like recurring theme of things that happened later in our national history that you seem to have seeds planted from the Chumash. So, you know, obviously, I don't know about any of you. For me, it brings up certain, you know, concentration camp images of where you had Jews managing the Jews working. That's what happened in Egypt. So there were general taskmasters, the Nogsim, they were Egyptians, and then they had Shotrim. They had Jewish managers under them, and the Shotrim were the ones who were directly responsible for the Jews to do what they needed to do. Now, the message is relayed to these individuals that the Jews have to work harder, and because power has decided, they have to be put to greater strain. Rashi explains that the Shotrim, the Jewish managers, had rachmanos, had compassion on the Jews. They didn't want to beat them. They were being asked to do so much. They were being asked to provide, to generate even more labor than they had before, and they didn't want to pressure them for it. And now you have in chapter 5, verse 14, that when the production wasn't what it was supposed to be, vayuku shotrei b'nei Yisrael, then those Jewish managers were hit because they weren't bringing about production. Of course they weren't bringing about production. They had compassion for their brethren. Rashi brings down a fascinating medrash that these individuals ultimately became the Sanhedrin, the elders of Klal Yisrael, and ultimately we have in the desert that Moshe Rabbeinu says there has to be a spreading of the divine spirit, not just on him. Moshe and God work out that there'll be 70 elders who will constitute a Sanhedrin, like a high court, that will get a share of the divine spirit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a language in those psukim at one point that refers to them as shotrim, as officers. And Rashi brings down a medrash that connects those shotrim to these shotrim, that these people who were willing to be afflicted for the sake of having compassion for their brothers and sisters, these people were ultimately rewarded in a great, great way. And it's a very interesting thing, the saga of people looking out for their own nation and being punished for it. And tragically, just, you know, trying to fast forward to get to the story, we have in verse 19 that Vayiru Hashotrim Osam Bira Lemur. Excuse me, Vayiru Shotrei Bnei Yisrael Osam Bira Lemur. That the officers of Bnei Yisrael saw the Jews in a negative light. Because in the end of the day, even though they were proud that they didn't hurt their brothers, at the end of the day, they got hit because their brothers weren't working enough. And so they began to change their attitude. Even though, like the Medrash we just said, these people are given great credit for being hit originally, tragically, they began to see their brothers in a different light. And this is really part of the Egyptian tragedy, and unfortunately we've seen it in subsequent generations in Klal Yisrael, when essentially brother is turned against brother because of a mutual difficulty, and one is inclined to stand up for one's brother, but sometimes the pressure becomes too great. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.